Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, our Father God, we come on this morning with a grateful heart. We come on this morning, our Father God, hallelujah, in humble submission. We come on this morning, Father God, and with an attitude of gratitude, we come on this morning, Father God, to lift up your holy and your righteous name. Hallelujah. We come on this morning, Father God, to say thank you. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for protecting us, Father. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to rise and shine into a brand new day, Father, that you have made, Father God. We say thank you, Father God. We thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, and ploy, Father God, that the enemy have set up to come against us this day, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We bless you, Father God, for new mercies that we see, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Father, that this is a day that you have made, and Father, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Father, your name is great, 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 and your name is so greatly to be praised. We embrace the gifts of this day, Father, Father, to say if it had not been for you on our side, God, we don't know where we would be today. But we thank you, Father God, that it's in you we live, and you we move, and in you we have our being. So we bless you. We bless you for all the blessings, every good and perfect gift coming from above. We pray for everybody, Father, that do not know you. Everybody. Those with COVID, those without COVID. Those who are rich, those who are poor, those who are black, those who are white, those who are male, those who are female, and those who don't know if they're male or female. Father, we pray for everybody everywhere who have not accepted Jesus Christ into their hearts as Lord and Savior and walking faithfully with you. We pray, Father God, that somebody somewhere today will say yes. Somebody somewhere today will turn. Somebody somewhere today will yield. Somebody somewhere today, Father, will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is our prayer. Father, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for 10 years, Father, that you have kept us and still going strong, Father, stronger than ever before. And we just want to say thank you. Father, thank you. Bless our services on today. Bless the word coming forth, Father God. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you see the need of Father God. You know where they are in you. And Father, we just want to say thank you for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and adding no sorrow to it, and giving us all a hunger and a thirst after righteousness to draw closer and closer and closer and closer with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So now we embrace this day. Thank you for it, and we give the day back to you. And we ask that you would unfold this day according to your wisdom, your love, your grace, and your mercies. And Father God, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Father, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but Father, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, of the power and the glory, Father, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again, amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We want to, amen, say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. And this another day that the Lord he has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. Amen. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I'm your host on this beautiful morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. If this is your first time to our platform, we greet you with a mighty hug and say, welcome, welcome, welcome. Please enjoy the services on today. To the extent that you keep coming back, we meet on this platform 7 days a week. And we just celebrated 10 years, amen, in December, amen. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. And also, you can get information on our website at lifewordjesus.org, amen. lifewordjesus.org. All right, we pray everybody is excited, amen. And I'm telling you, it's been a very, very delightful month, amen, with all the different speakers and teachers and exhorters and readers coming to us. And I'm telling you, this is like really, really pleasurable. And we're just so happy that the Lord has led us in this direction. And just so grateful for everyone cooperating and praying and touching and agreeing. And so we want to bless the Lord. Amen. If you missed any of our messages, amen, you can pull them up on the archive. Amen. Also, you can find it on Facebook or Twitter. And I'm telling you, every morning we have been blessed. Every morning. Amen. Everyone has come to us in their own different way. Amen. To share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, God has used everyone beautifully, marvelously, with revelations. Amen. Giving us insight. And I'm telling you, people that we haven't heard from in the background, silent, didn't even know they was here. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord is allowing their voice to be heard. Amen. In this particular season. So we're just excited, excited, excited. Amen. And guess what? And the best still is yet to come. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. So what we want to do this morning, and before I introduce to you our speaker for this morning, amen, we have another young lady. She's fairly new to the ministry, I think about a year or so. In the background, never even really said a mumbling word too much. Then one day she spoke up, amen, and shared with us that our mother Dolores, who have now gone on to be with the Lord, had introduced her to this ministry, and she became a part of this ministry. And she said, I've just been sitting back being fed every day. Amen. And she participates, amen, in all of our services on the prayer altar. And I believe in God, even some more is coming out of that. Amen. A financial support to the ministry. Amen. So we just want to bless her. Amen. And thank God. Amen. That she is a part of us. Amen. So I ask, sir, glory be to God, to come and share a reading this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Just to warm her up. I didn't want to throw her out there too quick. We want to use a little wisdom, but I'm moving in that direction. Amen. And I already told her, prepare a word and let me know when you're ready, because we want you to come and bring a word, because I hear you talking. I know the word is in you. Amen. But this morning, she's just going to come and share a reading with us. Sister Aquanetta, amen, Smith, amen, glory be to God, beautiful name, amen, Glenn, beautiful person too, amen, and she's going to come and share a reading with us on this morning. Sister Smith, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor. My throat is a little, my gum is a little absent, but I'm fine.
All right. Yes, you are fine. And it is well. Amen. Thank you for being here this morning. Amen. And the floor is yours.
Okay, I'm going to do a reading from Jesus is Calling by Sarah Young. And it goes, grow strong in your weakness. Some of my children I've gifted with abundant strength and stamina. Others like you have received the humble gift of frailty. Your frailty is not a punishment, nor does it indicate lack of faith. On the contrary, weak ones like you must live by faith, depending on me to get you through the day. I am developing your ability to trust me, to lean on me, rather than on your understanding. Your natural preference is to plan out your day, knowing what will happen when. My preference is for you to depend on me continually, trusting me to guide you and strengthen you as needed. This is how you grow strong through your weakness. And I'm going to read James chapter 4, verses 13 to 15. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. I had so much I was going to say, but I'm thinking of how things do change. I was fine the other day, felt a little cold, and I asked my grandson to bring me tea. He bought me chamomile tea. Well, I always drank chamomile tea when I was younger, but now I'm on medication. And blood pressure medicine, all the medicines I take tell you not to drink chamomile tea, but I didn't know that. And I was just getting ready to drink another cup of that tea yesterday. My mouth was already swollen, and I was getting ready to drink the tea. And my daughter called and said, Mom, don't take this shot. I said, don't take the shot. She said, no, my client just took it, and because of the medicines he takes, he had a bad reaction. And I said, well, what did I eat? What did I drink? And just her saying that made me start, like, what happened? And what had happened was I was having a reaction to the tea I was just getting ready to drink again. So I just want to thank God for leading me, and I want to thank God for this ministry because, boy, it has changed my life. So COVID has brought some good into this. And to God be the glory, Pastor and the Warriors, I just thank you for just accepting me for being me. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen and amen. And we rebuke, amen, whatever affirmity, amen, infirmity has attached itself to you. We curse it right now from the roots, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Amen. And we decree that you are healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And absolutely no weapon formed against you will prosper, can prosper, and cannot prosper. In Jesus' name. We want to thank you for persevering this morning. Jesus is calling with the raspy in your throat. And to tell you the truth, we didn't hear no raspy. Amen. We only know that because you said that, and now we cancel that even right now. Amen. And we call your throat normal. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, my sister. Amen. The same way you appreciate this ministry appreciates you. Amen. So thank you so much. And have a blessed, most outstanding day in Jesus' name. Thank you for agreeing to serve. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. All right, beloved, amen. That's our sister Aquanella Smith, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for her sweet spirit, amen. Very, very humble and teachable. One thing I noticed about Sister Smith, she's teachable, she's coachable. Some people, you can't tell them nothing. You can't tell them nothing. They want to give you a word for a word, amen. Glory be to God. But she's teachable and she's coachable. Amen. So we thank God for her. Amen and amen. All right, saints. Amen. Look, we've just been blessed every morning. I'm telling you, and I'm telling you, today is no exception. Amen. We want to thank God for this young lady that's coming to us this morning. Amen. All the way from Westchester, Pennsylvania. She's a beautiful young lady. I mean, really, really beautiful. The first time I met her, I said, oh, you're so beautiful, so pretty. Amen. Glory be to God. And not just on the outside. Amen. She's a beautiful on the inside also. And really, really, she is an in-depth teacher. Amen. She likes to go deep, like y'all pastor. Amen. Yeah, she don't want to just stay at the surface. Amen. She goes deep. And I don't even know if she realizes how deep she goes. Amen. But she's an in-depth teacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. She perseveres in faith. Amen. She don't allow nothing. She might get rocked to the left or to the right a little bit, but she come back standing and come back fighting too. Amen. Glory be to God. She a little woman, but she a tough woman in the spirit. Amen. In the spirit, she's tough. Amen. She is a prayer warrior. Oh, my God. This woman here can pray. You want her to pray for you at any time. Glory be to God. Amen. She stands against adversity. Amen. And what's really beautiful about her, beloved, is she lives the life she teaches about. She's not a hypocrite. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we thank God for her. She is a friend, amen, to this ministry and a friend of mine. Amen. Our minister, Annette Wilson. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For her. Amen. Glory be to God. And for who she is and who she is becoming. It is she who is coming this morning to bring us what thus saith the Lord. Let us hear her and receive her for her grace and for her abilities. As I introduce to some and present to others, our minister, Annette Wilson. Amen and amen. Minister Wilson, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, I am. God bless you.
Good morning.
You.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you too. Amen. And the floor is yours.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. God bless everyone. I thank you, Pastor Bradford, for that beautiful introduction. I just laughed when I heard you introduce me. So I thank God for that, and I receive it. Before I go into the word this morning, I just want to pray over the word and pray over each and every one of you. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We give you praise and give you glory and honor for this day, a day we never seen before. Father, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here on this line to receive and to break bread of the word of God, Father God. We ask that as we hear the word of God, Lord, that the word will take root into our lives and bring forth much fruit. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Open up every ear on this line, Father God. You said that he that has an ear, let him hear what this is say. And we receive the word of God with gladness. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'll be coming from Habakkuk 2:3. And my title is The Wait Will Be Worth It. Amen. So Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and it hastens to the end, fulfillment. It will not deceive or disappoint. Though it tarry, wait earnestly for it, because it will surely come. It will not be behindhand on its appointed day. And I just read out of the Amplified version, and I wanted to read it in another different Bible. This one is the New Living Testament. But these things I plan won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, wait patiently. It will surely take place. It will not be delayed. Amen. This is one of my, Habakkuk is one of my favorite prophets in the Old Testament. And I just want to give you a little history about Habakkuk. Habakkuk was the last minor prophet in the Old Testament. His name means embrace. theologians, they consider his name being embraced, and it says that he that embraces a wrestler, he that embraces a wrestler. Habakkuk has been called the doubting Thomas of the Old Testament. The book opens with gloom, ends with glory. That sounds like some of us. The doubts of the prophet turns into shouts. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. I don't know about you, but God has given me a vision. And I believe God has given everyone on this line, everyone that's listening to this sermon today, God has given you a vision. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. So why is it important to write the vision? If we look at and the second verse, the Lord told him to write the vision and engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes by it may be able to read it quickly, easily, and quickly as he hastens by. Ask yourself the question, whatever vision God has given you, you need to write it down. Question is, I ask you first, why is it important to write the vision? When you write the vision, it helps us to not forget. It helps us not to forget the things that God has put on our heart. When things are difficult, revisiting the vision will help you stay the course. Because sometimes, just like the word says, it will surely come. It might not come right then and there. It might not come next week, next year. It might come 2 years, 10 years, 5 years, or whatever, however long God says it's time for the vision to come. You have to have that before your eyes. You know, without a shadow of a doubt, what God has told me, it's going to come to pass. So when you write down the vision that God has spoken to you, it'll be a visual reminder of your future. You know, within the past, I don't know, I want to say 10 years or so, or maybe longer than that, people have been doing vision boards. You know, they've been having vision parties. They do this the first of the year. They get together, you know, they collect their magazines. They get their construction paper, and you paste the vision, the things that you believe in God for, the things that God has placed out of you. And you keep that. I've been having a vision board for over 10 years. You keep that before you in a personal, private place in your house. If it's your prayer closet or on your desk or your journal or wherever you want to place your vision board, keep it before your eyes because it will come to pass. It's going to come to pass. Whatever God has spoken to you, God is not a man that he should lie, but he will bring it to pass. So the major theme of Habakkuk is trying to grow our faith. Faith of perplexity and doubt to the height of absolute trust in God. Without a vision, the people perish. And if you're going to have a vision, God has given you the vision. You got to have faith. So that is basically what Habakkuk has experienced, is trusting in God. And Habakkuk 2:4, he tells us, it says, "Behold, the proud, his soul is not straight or right within him, but the rigidly just, an uncompromisingly righteous man shall live by his faith and in his faithfulness." So it's three life lessons of Habakkuk. It's okay to ask hard. I'm sorry. Let me just go back. The just shall live by faith. And I want to say this. No promise of God has ever been late. Whatever God promised you, a promise is a promise. You know, man may promise you something. Your sister may promise you something. Your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your nieces, your mother, your father, or whoever may promise you something, and they can break that promise. But when God gives a promise, he doesn't break his promise. God is a promise keeper. Thing God has planned for you will not occur instantly, but it will not be delayed or denied. His is a good plan for you, and good things take time sometimes. As the Word of God says, though it tarry, wait for it. Wait for it. You know, we have to be strong in our faith and believe and trust God, knowing that the wait is going to be worth it. Because when God gives a promise and when God says he's going to do something, all we have to do is get in position and get ready to receive it. Get in position because the wait is going to be worth it. Each day of our lives, promise, and to his plan that he has given us. It may seem as if it's taking a long time. You know, when is it going to happen, God? You know, when is this going to come to pass? But that is not for us to try to make happen. All we need to do is get in position. Get in position. Get ready. Whatever it is that God has promised you, whatever you're believing God for, whatever the vision that he has given you, you work on that vision. If he's given you a vision to build a business, if he's given you a position to buy a home, giving you position a vision to save up money, or whatever the case may be, your job and my job is to get in position. And that may mean, hey, all right, these are the goals and the vision that God has given me. I need to, A, save up money. I need to stop my spending. I need to get my credit together. I need to get out of debt. Time on working on this vision that God has given me and get focused on that. Amen. So, because when God gives us something, he would not have promised you something that he did not plan to fulfill for you. We have to wait. You know, did it ever occur to you that the slow, steady, and sure work that is taking time is not being performed on the plan, but he's working on us? He's working on us because God, when God gives you something, he wants you to be prepared. He wants you to be ready for it. He's not going to give you a big home, or he's not going to give you a big vision, a big ministry, or a big business, and you're not prepared. He's not going to do that. He wants us to wait and get in position, because God cannot waste the vision by giving it to you too soon. You know, you look at your children or your grandchildren, and they're asking you, when I get 16, I want to get a car. I want to get a car. If that child, that teenager is not prepared, is not able to drive, you're not going to give that your loved ones. You're not going to give them that car. You got to wait. You have to wait. It will surely come. You must be ready to receive it when it arrives. It will surely come. It will not be behind time. So, you know, a cliche, people always say, oh, he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. God knows exactly what he's doing. So we as a people of God, we got to trust him. We got to stop watching the clock. The hands will appear to never move. You say, Lord, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Stop staring at the pot. You know, that's what the old people used to say. Stop staring at the pot. A watched pot never boils. Focus your eyes on Jesus. Focus your eyes on him. Three life lessons from the book of Habakkuk. Number one, it's okay to ask hard questions. It's okay. The one, verse 2 and 4, he said, oh Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you will not hear, or cry out to you of violence and you will not save? Why do you show me iniquity and wrong, and you and yourself look upon or cause me to see perseverance and trouble? For destruction and violence are before me, and there is strife and contention arise. That sound like us. Oh, Lord, when you going to come forth? When you going to come through, Lord? It's okay to ask God those questions. You know, I don't know about you, but I remember old saints to say, "Jing God, don't question God." And that's incorrect, because, you know, it just lets us see right here, Habakkuk, he felt frustrated. He cried out and asked God a question. Sometimes we get frustrated, and it's okay. It's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to express it, you know, express it in a way that we can come to God and say, well, Lord, I know you told me you're going to do this. It's okay. But we don't want to stay in that state. We want to know and trust and believe and say, okay, Lord, you said you're going to do it. If you did it before, Father, I know you'll do it again. If you did it for Mary, if you did it for John, if you did it for Jim, if you did it for Tina, you'll do it for me. So that's where we come out of that frustration. Number two, it's good to wait for an answer. In Habakkuk 2:1, he says, oh, I know I have been rash to talk out plainly this way to God. I will in my thinking stand upon my post of observation and station myself on a tower of fortress. He said, I will stand at my watch post. I will wait until my change comes. That's what Job said all throughout the word of God. We as a people of God, we got to wait. And as we wait, we got to watch. You know, we got to watch. And if we ask God a question, we should wait for an answer. We may find an answer to our circumstances if we would discipline ourselves to wait on God. Be still and listen to his voice. In Habakkuk 2:2, the blessing of it is he answered him. God answered him. He said, he told him, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes by may be able to read it easily and quickly. So he spoke to him. So we take the time and listen to what the Holy Spirit, listen to what the Lord says, we will get the answer that we need. And the third thing that we learn from the book of Habakkuk is we should always rejoice. Habakkuk 3, verse 17 through 19. I'm just going to read the 18th verse, but you can read it in your own time. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt in the victorious God of my salvation. So there is victory. There is victory at the end of what we go through. There is victory on waiting on God, because we know that God gets the glory. And that's what this book It opens up with doom and gloom, but it ends with glory. And I just wanted to encourage everyone that whatever that God has placed on the inside of you, the vision that he's given you, it's going to come to pass in his own time and his season if we wait. Remember where you were. Then look at where you are. You are being positioned so smoothly that you are not aware of the gradual change that has already occurred. As you submit yourself to his schedule, patiently wait for the fulfillment of his plan, you will find that you are closer than when you first began. His promise to you will never be late. It's always on time. The wait will be worth it. And I just admonish each and every one of you to continue to look to the Lord for the vision, because the vision without action is a daydream. I'm going to say it again. Vision without action is a daydream. An action without vision is a nightmare. Think on that. So you can have all the vision that God has given you. But if you don't put that thing to action, if you don't put it in motion, faith without works is dead. So we as a people, we can't just sit around and say, oh, God told me this, God told me that, God's going to do this, and don't make a move. You got to take a step of faith. It's all about faith. Because without a vision, the people perish. So get ready, people of God. Get your faith in action. Get your vision before you. And get your vision board out. Those things that God has placed on the inside of you. Get moving. We're in a new year, 2021, a new season. You know, we've been going through so much with the pandemic and all of that. And, you know, we've been in quarantine and shut down where you can't really go here and go there. This is a season and a time to ask God to give you the vision that he placed on the inside of you, give you witty inventions and ideas and strategies on how to get that which God has already purposed in your heart, how to get it and pull it out. So this is the prime opportune time to get before the Lord. Everybody should have a vision. Everybody should have a plan and a purpose that God has given you. If it's you should have a family plan, an individual plan, a plan for your business, a plan for your ministry, a plan for your household, a plan for your finances, a plan for if it's educational. Every aspect of your life that God has given you that vision, write the vision and keep going no matter how long it takes, because we serve a God that will promise in his word that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And whatever God has started in your life, he will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So he's a promise keeper. He's a way maker. And if he's giving you the promise, he's giving you the dream, the sure, that God's going to show you how to birth that promise and birth that vision. And he's going to provide in the midst of it all. He will provide. He has 10,000 ways to bless his people. He has 10,000 ways to get that vision to come to fruition. I'm a living witness. I'm a living testimony to that. So I just want to encourage everyone on the line. Be encouraged. Get your vision board together. Get your journal. Write it down. Keep it before your eyes. Keep it in prayer. And know that it will come to fruition, and the wait will be worth it. Amen. God bless you. I love you all, and keep moving forward in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord, Minister Annette. What an encouraging word. Amen. The wait will be worth it. Amen. I'm a student of the gospel. Amen. And I've taken copious notes this morning. Amen. You said, amen. Write the vision. Amen. Revisit the vision. Revisiting the vision will help you stay the course. Amen. A vision is a visual reminder of our future. Let your faith grow with a vision so you don't perish. Amen. Because God is a promise keeper, but you got to wait for it. But your wait's going to be worth it. Just get in position. Glory be to God. Amen. And we want to thank God for your three bullet points. And then, amen, you said a vision without action is just a daydream. And action without vision is a nightmare. My God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Write the vision and wait for it, but it will be worth it. And I thank God for this word of God on today, sister, as you was teaching. I'm sitting here looking up at my vision board that I keep right by my bed. So when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I see is my vision board. And I want to bless God for you because God has given me a promise over 30 years ago that's just coming to pass. I thought it was going to come to pass like the next month. Here it is 30 years later. But it has already come to pass. Amen. 1,000 years is one day, and one day is as 1,000 years. Amen. I like what you said. Amen. I like everything you said because you was tied right up in the word. And we know God is the slowest man who's always on time. Amen. But he will keep his promise. Amen. So we just want to thank God. Amen. For God using you. Amen. For those to encourage those who don't have a vision board, get one. Doggone it, get a vision board. You can get pictures off Google. You can get pictures of a man. Write it down while you're waiting to get the pictures. Just get started. Amen. Write the vision and maybe look at Habakkuk 2 at the day, beloved, and encourage yourself. Amen. And know that it's going to be worth it. Amen. So we want to thank God for you, my sister. Amen. Our sister Annette, amen. She did own a boutique at one time. Amen. And she's an entrepreneur. Amen. A businesswoman. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Tell us what's happening. Take a minute and give us announcements, anything you want to share with us, maybe in your business and in your community, in your life, anything you would like to share with our listening audience today, my sister, please feel free to take a minute and do that.
You know, God has given me that vision, that entrepreneurial spirit, and I've known that for many years. And, you know, with the pandemic, you know, it's not the appropriate time. But God has given me visions on how to do it when the timing is right. So getting things in order and you know, just looking at it from a perspective, getting my finances in order, number one. Like I said, you know, whatever God has given you a vision, then we have to do something. We just can't say it's going to come, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Faith without works is dead. And so he's given me that position to get things in order. That's where I'm at, is getting things in order, getting finances in order, and getting some bills, getting debt out of the way. So he's working. He's working. And I can tell you this, you know, I've been out of work for a whole year, you know, and he's providing. He's providing. He has provided. And in so many ways, and not only provide, but my savings has blown up. So, you know, it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice that you have to make for the vision that he's given you. You know, you might have to cut out some things. You might have to curb your spending or whatever it is that you just, God has given you. And if it's going to take finances, it's going to take money, then we got to play. We got to do our part. If it's losing weight, if it's exercising, changing your eating habits or your diet plan, whatever it is, faith has to go in action to it. And that's what God has, that's what he's doing, you know. I'm working on my vision. I'm working on my vision. So when the time has come, in an appropriate time, and God will bring all those pieces together. And so that's where it is. It's God is good.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. He is good. Amen. Thank you. Amen. For sharing that, beloved. Amen. When preparation, amen, beloved, it meets timing, that come together. Amen. Hallelujah. God will provide opportunities for us. Amen. Glory be to God. So we should be preparing while we're waiting. Amen. And I think back in my years, what I haven't been preparing for, God has been helping prepare me, amen, and that's all of us. So we want to thank God for you, my sister, amen. We appreciate you, amen, glory be to God. I haven't heard from you in a while, but I like what the Lord has put together this month, amen, and we're going to, amen, keep some things going as the Lord is leading and guiding us, amen, because we see that we have a bunch of leaders here. And the name of our platform is blogtalkradio.com/kingdom leadership. And we see that we have just a bunch of leaders here, kingdom leaders, amen. And we're all gathered together in one place, amen, that we are rising up a nation of radical and successful believers in God's kingdom. Amen. So we appreciate you and we thank you so much for consenting to serve. And we thank God, amen, for this message. Amen. We'll be posting it on Facebook and Twitter afterwards, and it will remain in our archives forever. Amen. Until the world end. Amen. So for the Lord tarry, people generations from now, 20, 30, 100, 200 years from now, will be able to get access, amen, to this word. Because God's word, amen, is always a right now word. Amen. God bless you, and we appreciate you. Amen. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome day in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. All right. Thanks. Amen. Glory be to God. That was our minister, Annette Wilson. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to thank God for her. Well-groomed. Amen. In the word and leadership with her mother. Amen. Glory be to God in the legacy that her mother left behind. Amen. And so we just want to thank God for her. Amen. All right. In form of announcements today. Amen. Let us take 1 minute. Amen. And share our global announcement without you.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am the pastor of Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We have just celebrated our 10th year anniversary, and we are a loving global ministry serving every day where Jesus Christ is Lord. Please visit our websites at LifeWordJesus.org and DrAlfredaB.tv. Also, follow us under the ICN Network banner on Google TV, Apple TV, Amazon TV, Roku TV, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, with more to come. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Your prayers and your financial support is greatly appreciated. God bless, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Blessings.
Blessings on blessings on blessings. Amen. We want to thank God. Today is offering day, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. Where God guides, he provides. Amen. And when you write the vision, amen, the Lord will fund the vision. And how does God do that? Amen. Because he lays it on your heart. Amen. To fund, amen, his mission, amen. I don't believe that a ministry needs to borrow money, amen, for any endeavor, amen. Glory be to God, because God will provide that by the free will giving of his children in the form of tithes, offerings, amen, and donations. So we want to, amen, thank God for you, amen. We ask that you would, amen, consider being a partner with our ministry, amen. Glory be to God. And to sow, amen, a donation, amen, in the rich soil, amen. As you see, we are in the households of 300 million, in excess of 300 million people. Matter of fact, our television broadcast airs at 7 o'clock in 10 minutes from now. We air every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, amen, at 7 a.m. and then back at 8 p.m., amen, on our new international platform, amen. Well, beloved, it takes money, amen, to do the work, amen. And even though, glory be to God, you're sitting in your living room or in your bedroom and you sow into the soil, you're actually putting fuel in the tank, amen, that we might go where the Lord is sending us, amen. And every time a soul is saved, every time a soul is delivered, amen, that's a star in your crown, amen. And so we want to thank God, amen, for you and you and you. Several ways that you can sow into our ministry. You can go straight to our website, lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org, and hit the donate button there. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. You can also do PayPal to PayPal. Our PayPal address is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Word Jesus. Amen. And we thank God for you, for you, and for you. And we want to return to you, amen, 30, 60, and 100-fold increase, amen, in Jesus' name. Also, in form of announcements, we will be at the altar of prayer two times today. We will be there at 12 o'clock noon for our 12 o'clock of prayer. And also, we'll be back tonight at 10 p.m. for our Friday night prayer. If you have a prayer request, if you want to touch and agree with the prayer warriors, amen, and there's always somebody to pray for, come on and meet us at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock noon and back at 10 p.m. And that telephone number is 385-799-9729. Again, that's 385-799-9729. Amen. And if you ever miss the number, just go to our website and all the information is there. And again, our address is www.lifewordjesus.org. Next Saturday morning, we'll be resuming our spiritual warfare training. So you want to mark your calendar for the first Saturday in every month at 8 a.m. Amen. To meet us at that same telephone number, the 385 number, for our spiritual warfare training. Amen. Beloved, because if we don't learn how to fight, we're going to lose. Amen. And the Bible tells us to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We'll be back again tomorrow morning with another dynamic, amen, teacher. Amen. In the gospel of Jesus Christ is wonderful. We'll be having our Good Friday services. We're going to get seven dynamic speakers, whichever seven the Lord tell me, and we're going to do it on Zoom this year. We're going to do it simultaneously. We're going to be on Zoom, Facebook, and YouTube, and Instagram all at the same time. Amen. I think I just want to sit back, amen, and be the proud mother hen and watch, amen, our brothers, because y'all already showed me what you can do, amen. And so we just want to thank God, and we'll be putting that program together, amen, and we'll be making the announcement shortly, amen. All right, safe. I think that is it. If I'm forgetting anything, please count it to the head and not to the heart. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to give God some praise. Father God, we say thank you for the word, the rich word that have come forth today, Father God, that the wait will be worth it. The devil wants us to give up. He wants us to turn around. He wants to turn our back on you, crucify you. You are fresh, Father God, trying to do things in our my own way. Get frustrated, suicidal, and angry, and all this other negative stuff, Father God, when you want us to wait on you, and not just wait, but right in the right attitude. And to occupy while we waiting, Father God. But you say you will never make those ashamed who wait on you, Father God. You might be slow, but you're on time. Hallelujah. And you're never late and you never fail to promise, because all of your promises are yes and amen. So we just want to say thank you for encouraging our hearts through the word of God today, Father. Hallelujah. Father, for us to write the vision. As the minister said, each and every one of us have a vision. We have to activate this thing, activate it, and get your nose out of somebody else's vision, unless you're going to pray for them or help them. Glory be to God. And let us focus. Let us put our energy. Let us press forward, Father God. And we say thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we put a shield of protection around her and everyone else who have brought the word, Father God. We bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We say thank you for all those, Father God, who have sold into the ministry this week. Father God, and the blessings coming forth today, Father, we ask your blessings upon these individuals that give by faith. God, you say give and it shall be given. God, you see the bills in this ministry, Father. You are promoting us, but our bills are increasing too. And so we thank you for meeting the needs by touching the hearts of your people to be obedient, Father God, and to do what you tell them to do, because little is much if God is in it. And so, Father God, we pray back a return of 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold increase, overtaking blessings, Father, blessings running over, good measure, shaking together, running over in Jesus' name. And we say thank you, Father, that the money will be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom, tearing down the stronghold of sin. There will be money in your storehouse, Father. Hallelujah, that this ministry will not owe anybody anything as we continue to take the gospel to the nations, Father. In Jesus' name, we bless you and we say thank you. Bless the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock. We come back at 10 o'clock. Bless the prayer warriors as they come, Father. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you for a wonderful day, Father. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it. And we say thank you, Father. We say thank you. We say thank you, Father. We release a blessing upon your people today and their households and their families. And we say thank you, Father, for loving us beyond our comprehension. Now unto him who is able to keep his calling and faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church said amen, 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 and amen again. If you're a first-time visitor, we want to hear from you. Send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Give us your prayer request. Tell us what you need and how we can service you. Amen. And we will respond. Amen. And we bless be the name of the living God. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is Lord. And we want to meet you at the altar of prayer. If we can't meet you at the altar of prayer today, let's meet back here tomorrow morning at the same time. If we don't meet here, let's meet here Sunday at 12 o'clock for our Sunday service. And one way or another, if we meet on this side, if we meet on the other side, we're going to meet. Amen. And so shall we forever be with the Lord. Amen. My pleasure to serve you today. Thank you, Sister Antoinetta. Amen. We appreciate you, and we love you, love you, love you, love each and every one of you. Amen. Remember that the word will be
listen, working. For those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say, wait.
and strength.
Yeah.
As you mount a bone wing.
Like an eagle.
Like eagles that soar.
Go ahead and tell them how you feel.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad.
That I've learned how to wait.
Oh, oh, oh.
In the midst of my waiting.
I get a blessing every
ain't
day.
Wait, what?
Amen, because your wait is going to be worth it, because God is a promise keeper. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, and it ain't nothing you can do about it either. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. God bless.